All right, Dominique, it's around that time. I know you've been asking for updates as it relates to the EU projects ongoing in Dominica. We're talking farmers, livestock. Fisheries, etc., etc. So we're giving our full hour. I know you want to talk, huh? And talk about many things going on in this country. But I'm sure we'll have some time. The by-election is coming up in Granby soon. We'll see how that goes. I'm seeing a lot of flyers going around. I'll be visiting that community there in the next 24 to 48 hours. Get a feel of what is on the ground, huh? My folks tell me that you need to come see for yourself. You might be very surprised. Granby people may be speaking out, but now is not the time to speak about Granby, huh? We're talking to EU official, and the World Bank, sorry. So we're here with Kevin Stevenson. Representing the World Bank this afternoon. Mr. Kevin Stevenson, it has been a while. How are you doing today? How are you?
I'm fine, Martin. How are you doing?
Well, I'm, taking one day at a time, they say. One day at a time.
Well, all the best with your health.
Well, I see you, you've progressed in body weight.
Yeah, just a 5'7" pound.
5'7" pound. So everything is good otherwise?
Definitely, definitely.
All right, man. We need to get to the ground and do a little more walking sometimes.
Yep.
So what's going on with the World Bank and the projects?
Well, basically, we're at the stage of distributing some critical tools and equipment that have been long outstanding by farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that it was critical to update farmers in terms of the processes because there are a number of concerns in that some fundamental processes need to be taken before actually getting those tools and equipment. The first thing farmers need to know is that because of COVID and because of other problems, supply chain disruptions, etc., the price of inputs and tools have gone up. So basically, the first thing that we're asking farmers to do is to come in to make some changes to the contents of the package, knowing that their package is fixed.
So what may be in this, or what have been in this package that maybe have to change?
Very good question. Out of over 43 items that we have.
Is it 43?
Yeah, we have a number of items, but essentially around 5 items have gone up, but those items have been significant items. For example, Miss Blow. A Miss Blow has gone up from $2,000 to $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
So that is significant. But apart from just the increases in price because of COVID, the Miss Blow is actually a different Miss Blow. It's a more powerful Miss Blow. It's a Miss Blow that's capable of spraying bananas and planting, whereas the first Miss Blow could only spray sweet peppers, vegetables, and most likely maybe yams. And the primary target of the Miss Blow was to ensure that bananas and planting, especially the control of black sikatoka,
mm-hmm.
was done by the farmers. So these are some of the changes. So a farmer would have to come in and make a change if he wants that Miss Blow as his priority. He would have to drop some other items to keep that Miss Blow, which is now more expensive.
So you have a certain budget in terms
but
of
each,
a bracket?
Each farmer, again, just to summarize mm-hmm. something that we said from the beginning of the project, we have 3 classifications of farmers with regards to the crop restoration. Any farmer with less than 2 acres is considered a small farmer, and the maximum value of that package is $4,080.
For a small farmer?
For a small farmer.
Okay.
Whereas a medium farmer...
Repeat how much here for the small farmer?
$4,080.
$80, okay.
Whereas the medium farmer, that's from above 2 acres
mm-hmm.
to a maximum of 5 acres, he has a maximum limit of around $7,050.
$7,050, okay.
And the large farmer, which is from 5 acres up to 8 acres, because we have to put a cap, anyone more than 8 acres would get the same thing as someone with 8 acres. Mm-hmm. And the maximum cap there would be on $14,700 roughly.
You get a large insurance or you get just
No,
invoices?
That's the value mm-hmm. of your package.
Okay, fine.
So then now you now take tools and equipment to that value.
Value, okay.
So that's why we try to have a balance between fertilizers, inputs, and tools. So originally, we had something like 25, 25, 50. However, when we started the program, because of the delay of tools, a lot of farmers changed their packages to reflect more inputs. Because they would say, oh, Mr. Stevenson, I can't wait for them tools. Them tools taking too long. So give me some fertilizer. My plant's starving.
So they want an exchange, like a barter?
Well, no, it's their value or their package. So what they decide, let me take fertilizer.
Instead. Okay.
Keeping within the value of the package. So the first thing we have to do is to first of all find out.
Can that happen, though?
Yeah. Well, that's what, we have been doing that. Farmers have been making changes right through with regards to taking more inputs as opposed to tools or changing the type of tool that they want. Instead of taking some tools, they might take some tanks. So the packages have been flexible. Mm-hmm. The only thing that has been constant is the value of the package.
Okay.
So basically, people change content within the value. So that's why the first thing that has to be done is to come into the office or into the regional offices, because we are facilitated farmers by ensuring that we can do those changes in all the regional offices. For example, in the Kasebrus area, it serves the east, that's the Kalinago territory, and Kasebrus and Petit Soufriere and surroundings. Then we have an office up in Laplain that serves basically Laplain up to Newfoundland and Delices. Then we have in Londonderry, which basically serves the North East, or Marigot up to Kaliwishi. Mm-hmm. And then we have Fokoli, which deals with Central and South. Most of the changes is done in the Central head office. And then in Portsmouth, for matter of fact, we have a team in Portsmouth all now today to do facilitate farmers with the changes. Now, we facilitate those changes on non-distribution days. So each of those centers have distribution days. So in the case of Portsmouth, they distribute from Monday to Thursday. So we do changes on Fridays. In Londonderry, they do distributions on Thursdays and Tuesdays. So we do changes on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In Kasebrus, they do distributions on Mondays and Tuesdays. So we do changes on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And in Laplain, they distribute on Monday and Wednesday, so they do changes on Tuesday, Thursdays, Fridays for reconciliation of inventories.
A very important question I need to ask, Erin, because it keeps coming up. Who do you qualify, quote unquote? What is the prerequisites that you need to have as a farmer? Because some people may be taking advantage of the situation.
Okay. First of all, the program originally targeted farmers affected by Hurricane Maria.
Okay.
So farmers had to apply with proof of ownership of the land by either having a title, a lease agreement, or some form of document signed by a justice of the peace, because there are a lot of family arrangements with no titles, but people know that Matt is the grandson mm-hmm. and Matt fatherland. So any paper that is signed by the justice of the peace would be used as a documentation of proof of land. The challenge that we have is a farmer might have 8 acres and he might have 7 of that acres prior to Maria. After Maria, because of challenges, he might maybe restore only 1 acre. Mm-hmm. So the documentation that he would have is saying that he has 8 acres. So he would qualify to be a large farmer. What we are seeing out there is that a lot of people who have qualified based on their documentation, the actual acreage to restore is the only challenges. In that, can we restore the total 8 acres that was existing before Mario? Mm-hmm. And so that's basically where some farmers are in the process of doing that, whereas some farmers are way behind in terms of actually establishing those acreages that are registered for. So to be an eligible farmer, you must have proof of land ownership or land use, and other identification in terms of social security, driver's license, etc. So that was the first eligibility criteria to participate. Because why that is important is a number of farmers are either going to political representatives and now demanding tools and equipment, having not applied, and putting pressure on the politicians and saying, no, I... So it's not about a political party
This is not partisan?
Nope. We have been saying that from day one. It's for all farmers in Dominica, from the north to the south, affected by Hurricane Maria, with proof of ownership and proof of activity on your farm.
You still see, as we speak, the politics within that's going on. Do you know?
How is that possible in the sense that you must have documentation?
You must have documentation.
Yes, all our files.
If you're, for example, your pilot come and speak on your behalf, that would not make a difference.
First of all, the program is closed. There's no application coming in now. We're already dealing with these applications that were done from the time the program started, and we actually closed the program last year. So basically, what we are dealing with is applications that have been approved, and we're asking farmers to come and sign those approved beneficiary agreements.
All right, it's 1:15. You know, I like an interactive program, so I'm going to allow people to call in and speak. We have maybe 45 minutes with Kevin, so you have a lot of time. Hello, on the telephone.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon to you. Yes?
Mr. Stevenson?
Yes?
I just want to tell you thank you on behalf of World Bank. I have a little problem.
All right.
Since 2019, I applied, and I've been getting fertilizer, one or two inputs. Sometimes they tell me they do not have everything. So I understand. I continued coming and going. They told me about June 2020, 21. You go, you come, you never do. Last 2 weeks ago, I happened to just stop by, not knowing that there was already things to be distributed. I went upstairs. They told me, well, they are revaluing the re-estimating. So when they started, they told me, well, we have $204 over whatever you have. But you expect to get a hose and this and that, a chainsaw, a brush cutter. When I went, only to find, I'm seeing them giving me a basin, which I do not have on my list. I took it, and two other items which I had to get to make up the difference of the balance. But when I reached home, I'm realizing that I did not get a hose, and nobody told me nothing. All she said was, we owe you a chainsaw and a brush cutter. When will we get it? It's not doing. So many farmers are crying about chainsaw, brush cutter, they cannot get. Can you please tell me if you're getting and somebody has get it before us? I would appreciate getting an answer.
Okay, that's the main reason I'm on the radio, to clarify issues of farmers. So thank you very much for calling, ma'am. The three issues that you raised. One, with regard to chainsaws, when we did the tender for chainsaws, we had to redo it. So we're now in the process of ordering the chainsaws. So we have no chainsaws, and we're now in the process of ordering chainsaws. In the case of brush cutters, we have the brush cutters. We first of all had to install the brush cutters to ensure that the brush cutters are working properly, because the last 40 brush cutters we got the first time, some farmers brought it back and complained some parts were missing, so we wanted to ensure that that doesn't happen this time. So in the contract with the suppliers, part of the contract was installation of those brush cutters before distribution. We have now completed that. We have actually commenced distribution of the brush cutters in La Plaine, and we intend to continue in the other areas. So your brush cutter, you will get your brush cutter, ma'am. The brush cutters are being delivered to all the various centers. With regards to, I think you mentioned your chainsaw, your brush cutters. I can't remember the food point. But essentially, the items that you requested, as the chainsaw is not here yet, and the brush cutters are here, so the necessary arrangements can be made for you to get your brush cutter. If you are a farmer that signed since 2019, you would be in the first batch, because the first batch of farmers entitled to motorized tools are farmers that have signed from March 2020 onwards. The reason why we had to put a difference is because, as you said, since 2019 you applied, we didn't want somebody that just applied in 2021 to get a brush cutter before you that applied in 2019. So the first batch of people that we are giving, we intend to open the second batch in November, but the first batch that are entitled to motorized tools, that's brush cutters, mist blowers, water pumps, etc., they are entitled right now to make your changes. As you said, you made your change already. So in terms of your brush cutters, that's available, ma'am.
Can
Oh, and in terms of the hose, we have not received the hoses yet. So that's why they told you you would have a balance of your hose to get. So all what you got is what we have in stock, and we intend to get the hoses soon. I think they are in transit to Dominica right now.
Can Kevin repeat the value of the farmer above 5 acres?
The farmer above 5 acres, $14,700 roughly.
$14,500. All right, let's go on there. It's three. Let's take another phone call. Taking your questions. Hello, yes.
Mr. Matt, what's up?
Hey, I'm here.
Mr. Stevenson, blessings, what's up?
But
all right, just a thing, it may be a little out. After Maria, I noticed one coconut now is selling $5. Is there any plan, I mean, maybe late or rather late than never, as the saying goes, to some for some coconut rehabilitation program? Because coconut is quite expensive right now, and within the agricultural sector, I'm really wondering what's the hindrance, why there is not a coconut rehabilitation program. Can you talk on that, sir?
Okay, first of all, in any restoration after a storm, you have priorities. The first priority after a storm is to restore the critical sectors, which is agriculture. The coconut industry is one of the sectors to be restored, but it's one of the tree crop sectors, which is, again, as you rightly said, needs more work than restoring the vegetables or the dashing or the passion fruit. So the first target was to restore crops, annuals, some perennials, and vegetables. The tree crop program, we understand the importance, and from the project point of view, restoration of the facilities to provide those planting material is critical. So presently, right now, we're working on the wood fertilization station, hoping that it can be commissioned very soon in terms of irrigation and other facilities to ensure that we can have planting material. However, the point that was made by the caller with regards to coconuts, that is something that we're going to have to pursue and mobilize external resources like we did in the past with the Canada project, I think somewhere in the 80s. And Mr. Ambrose George was the manager at the time. To access those external resources. But to access external resources means somebody needs to write the project, get access to those resources from a donor agency. That is in the process of taking place in terms of there have been committees identifying certain sectors that need resources, and coconut has been one of the sectors that have been identified for mobilizing resources, for doing exactly what was being spoken about in terms of restoring specifically the coconut industry.
All right, let's see if we can take another phone call. Are you there, caller? Yes?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, the agricultural gentleman is in the house with you.
He is in the house. That's what he came for the full hour, yeah?
No, I'm just asking if he's still there, because, you know, I'm overseas and sometimes there's a time delay, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he's still here.
Well,
I got to
ask him, since that we know that Gramoxone and Roundup is banned in certain countries, are they still using that in Dominica, and why? And are they going to put a ban on it and get some better form of weedicide? Thank you.
One, in Dominica, glyphosate has been banned. I don't know if you can recall the Prime Minister through Parliament passing legislation with regards to banning the use of glyphosate, the trade name being Roundup, in Dominica. Gramoxone is not a product that is being promoted by the project. The herbicide that is being promoted is a herbicide called Eliminator. It's more environmentally friendly, and at the same time, it's more effective. And based on the use of that Eliminator by farmers, it is in great, great, great demand.
All right, a question. Because you said that the applications are no longer accepted. Somebody's asking you whether you're telling them that no applications have been accepted since in 2021. I don't know what that means.
In other words, we had a time when we closed.
The timeline.
We closed application in March, somewhere before COVID. I can't remember the exact date, but applications for the program have been closed over a year now.
All right, thank you very much. So applications have been closed, huh? 4493095 96 and 97. Let's take another phone call. Are you there? Oh, I'm sorry. 4493. Let's take a break. We'll come back after this, okay?
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch.
Roger.
Engines ready.
Jay Daddy.
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1.
Kids, breakfast is ready.
Ooh, launch postponed. Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady, building strong families since 1871.
All right, let's come back. Let's come back after this.
At Ask the Fans Auto Center, we've got everything you need for your vehicles.
Wheel alignment and your balancing. Check us out for general servicing. Diagnosis for electrical, mechanical, air condition system.
Maintenance, brake transmission and power steering flush. Spare parts.
Vehicle accessories, automotive batteries, vehicle sales.
Distributors for Mitsubishi Motors.
Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center. Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Visit Ask the Fans Auto Center in Canefield today.
Ask the Fans Auto Center.
Ask the Fans
Auto Center. Ask the Fans.
On the telephone, yes? Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, I.
Are you still speaking agriculture?
Yes, we're still here. We're still here, sir.
I was asking about the agricultural centers usually have such places as classical businesses where you can access tools and these things and get groups to come and plow your land and do certain things for you. Instead of giving everybody a grass cutter, not everybody can use one, but I wonder if they would not want to activate the agricultural center and put these young fellas back to work again. All right.
Activate the centers to put people back to work. You know anything about that, Kevin?
Basically, what the caller is trying to allude to is that we shouldn't have labor pools with equipment trained to provide labor services. Again, that is something that we have data from After Mario collected by asking farmers, first of all, what type of labor they wanted, in what area they wanted the labor in, is it harvesting, is it in production? And we have that information. We just haven't had time yet to design a labor scheme. That going to have to come in subsequently in terms of, but for now, the idea is to empower the individual farmers with the required tools to reduce the cost of labor on their farms. Farmers make the request for what tools that they want, so we are not giving farmers tools to say, well, matter give you something that you cannot use or you don't want. Farmers are the ones making the choice of what tools and equipment they require.
Somebody's asking the question, these adjustments of contracts, are they legal? How are farmers responding? Can a man who has a contract as a beneficiary now be told he will get less?
Well, there's nothing getting less. That's the whole point. This value is constant. What is getting less because of the contents of some of the items? If some of the items he's taking has no price change, he's getting the same content. It's some items that have increased, which is then causing him to reduce on some other items to maintain the same value. But the value of the contract with legal advice, the value of the contract is what the contract is fixed. In that if I have a contract of $14,000, that's what I have a contract with you for. Now let's go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. If I now give you the change in price, for example, the example I was giving you of the mist blower, of is now $3,500, let's say it's $1,500 extra, and you use your package for a number of items, and you only had a balance of $2,000 left, and I'm now going to give you that mist blower. So I'm now taking your package $1,500 above your value of your package. Mm-hmm. So if your package was $14,000 or $7,000, your package will now be $8,500.
Okay.
Imagine that applying to all farmers. What's the implication on the project? One, and two, for auditing and financial purposes, based on the agreement that was signed with World Bank, it was signed on an agreement of an agreed package. So they're expecting auditing to show that Matt had a value of 7,000 and the value of goods that he got was within 7,000.
All right, so here's another question that follows. Matt, prices for some of the inputs are not realistic. A ceiling tray for $25, and a signature or to cut flowers, $80?
Okay, on the seedling tree, the original seedling tree price was $10. On the new seedling tree prices that we got, it reflected as $25. However, based on the stocks of seedling trees that we have made a review and the seedling trees are back at $10. So seedling trees are not $25. Seedling trees are the original price of $10.
What about the legal aspect that somebody was talking about in terms of, the contracts that may have been
As set? I explained to you, the legal contract is to a value. I have a contract.
Because I've been told that people are even going to lawyers to
No, well, that's okay. Because we spoke to World Bank and everybody. That's the contract. For the scholarship program, you have a scholarship for $500. You take books within your $500 package. You don't go above the $500. Sometimes the book that you want is way above and you change your mind and you're not taking a brand new book. You're going to take a second-hand book. It's the same policy and principle. The contract is for the value of the package. The content is your choice of what you want to take within that value. And that content depends on the prices of when we get the goods.
All right, well, let's go back to the telephone, 449-3095, 449-3096. 4493097 616-4257. Hello, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think we were not treated fairly as farmers because we were asked to sign a first contract and we agreed that we would follow certain recommendations, stipulations set out in the contract, and we did. We followed it. We have not broken any steps in the contract. If Mr. Stevenson show you a contract, you would see what I'm talking about. And now the contract is being broken through no fault of the farmers, and the farmers now have to get less.
Okay, can I have an interaction with the farmer? Farmer,
are you there, farmer?
Yeah.
When we made changes and a farmer came in and said that he wanted more fertilizer and he changed the contract, who changed the contract?
Caller, farmer.
So because changing the contract...
Because there's nowhere in the contract where it says the farmer changes to X, it is broken. It says if he sells and he doesn't use it in the place where he was targeting it for, there's no finger saying that if he come back and change it and say, all right, I take too much fertilizer or I don't want X fertilizer and I want this instead, that is breaking the contract. You are still dealing with World Bank inputs and you're not going at their back. You're dealing it with them. Oh, yeah, I can be breaking the contract and exchanging it from you. So I think the farmers were dealt unfairly.
No, but so what's the difference? What's the difference with the farmers changing?
My phone is going to cut
off. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kevin. You were saying something.
No, his phone. Let him make his point.
Are you there? I think he's gone. He said he doesn't have enough units to...
Yeah, so the point I was making with him is that in the spirit of the contract changes started with farmers making changes in the content, which was agreed upon. Because when we contacted World Bank, they said as long as the changes are within the value of the package, that's the flexibility that is done by the farmers. So it's unfortunate that prices went up. It's unfortunate that we had to get bigger machines. But at no point in time is the project designed for the farmer to get any blow. Because as I explained to you, if we have to keep to those increasing prices, that means the implication on the project would be millions of dollars to provide for those differences in prices, which would affect the other components of the project with regards to the infrastructure. So it's unfortunate that prices went up, and it's unfortunate that the prices that went up are critical items that the farmers need, like the brush cutters and the mist blowers. However, there are also some critical items that have not increased, like the tanks. And even the brush cutters have not increased. The brush cutters is the same price. The mist blowers is the one that have increased. So it's not to say like all the goods. It's around 5 major items that have increased. And unfortunately, these items are items that are required by farmers. However, based on those increases in prices, they subsequently have to be passed on to the farmer.
Somebody's making a point. I have no objection to giving assistance, but it seems all Dominica wants is free. So when the same farmers grow produce, do they drop prices because of the lower production cost? And somebody's asking that question there. Do you drop prices as it relates to lower production cost, farmers? A big question to you there. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, my brother.
Yes, sir.
One of the questions I wanted to ask the gentleman is what you just asked him there. Because, I mean, if you're giving a certain amount of tools to X amount of farmers, you should know if it's 100 or whatever you're giving it to and where the market are going to. Because we that is buying the produce in the market is we that is suffering. You know? When you see the big events, and everything is $5. You understand? And we are already working for $5. So, I mean, the Farming Association and we should get together and arrange something with the prices, the crazy prices that are running in the market. And also, if you are giving the people and them tools, wherever you are ordering the tools for, you're from, sorry, that you should make a deal with the person that this XYZ is going to happen. And we are now heading to help our farmers. So the price is 5,000. Can we get it at 2,005? So when you distribute that to the farmers, then you will be able to control them to the prices that they are selling in the market because you are giving them something to give us food of what we grow. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, and the prices are, you know, and of course the person who called made a point earlier that, you know, the fact that you're getting these things free, would it reflect in the prices on the market?
In certain crops it has. For example, the reason why we're capable of exporting passion fruit right now is because of the interventions that were done for passion fruit. People got plants, people got wire, and the price of passion fruit right now is stabilized at $1 a pound. And prior to the interventions, and not only the World Bank project, the Ministry of Agriculture had other interventions that supported the production of passion fruit. So generally from the Ministry of Agriculture, the intervention that was done for passion fruit is reflected in the lower prices for passion fruit and the availability of passion fruit now on the market. So certain interventions, it's reflected based on higher productions, more difficulty of selling, inevitably the price has gone down. So prices...
Demand and supply?
Exactly. Prices are based on demand. So the more we get supply up, is the more prices get down. So that's why the objective of all those interventions are hoping that we can increase supply, which ultimately we have seen there. We have seen cases where vegetable prices were extremely low, like lettuce, tomatoes, at times after Mario, because of interventions of the ministry of which the World Bank is part of. So the interventions that the ministry have been making, including the World Bank project, have resulted in increased supply, which has resulted in slight reduction of prices. We'd also like the same to apply to fishers, in that we gave over 106 engines. So we're expecting more engines, more boats going out, more fish coming in, and the price of fish going down. So the whole idea of giving farmers engines and boats is to get the supply of food more available to the ordinary person. So far in the 106 engines that we have given out, we have seen 31 engines being serviced by AutoTrade, which is a reflection of they following the practices and ensuring that the engines are serviced properly. So we're going to do an assessment of the 75 engines to find out, are they commissioned, are they using, whatever, and then try to promote, as you rightly said, how can we get fish prices lower than the existing prices.
All right. Can you ask Mr. Stevenson whether there will be any new programs coming soon, opening soon, and or applications opening soon?
Okay. One of the things we did in the project, in terms of, apart from people affected by Maria, after COVID, we had an eligibility criteria that saying that people who lost their jobs as a result of COVID, so because of the emergency declaration by the Prime Minister, would be entitled to the project. So we got over close to maybe 500 applicants as a result of COVID now being eligible to participate in the program, not as a result of Hurricane Maria. So since then, no other eligibility criteria has changed. It's either from Hurricane Maria or affected by COVID, and the program is basically closed.
Bay leaf and animal farmers are completely neglected. Somebody's making the point.
Yes and no, in that there is no provisions for bay leaf specific farmer, but generally bay leaf farmers, I know a lot of farmers from Daly, Spirit Savan area that have bay leaf as their main crops, and they have other crops, have benefited under the program. But bay leaf specifically, because the project is not targeting crops, it's targeting farmers with acreages.
Okay.
And so if you have bay leaf as your crop, so to make a point that bay leaf is not targeted is not 100% correct.
Okay, here's another point that somebody's making. Huh? Hi, Matt. I have been promised a structure costing $28,000, and they told me that they can give me a contractor which will cost about half of the cost of the project for labor. How am I going to get a good structure?
Okay, that's a very, very, very valid point. That's something that we have been fighting with as to how can we execute a livestock program whereby the farmer needs to contribute 50%, which is the structure that he had prior to Maria, and whatever that was left is valued. So let's assume that the farmer was, his structure was valued at 20,000, 28,000. So that means he's now entitled to getting 28,000. The challenge we have is giving you materials for 28,000, which a number of people opted for, because the more you opt for materials is the less you have nothing for labor. You get your 28,000 worth of materials. But you now gonna have to provide the labor for using that materials, which is a challenge for a number of farmers, particularly farmers without family members that can help them. So that is a challenge, and we are hoping that the livestock farmers that have received the materials, they have given a commitment to use their own labor based on what they have received to use it properly. Those with contractors, as you rightly said, the challenge is contractors have to pay VAT, that's around 15%, plus other expenses, social security, and mobilization fees. So generally, for contractors to be efficient, it has to be an investment of the maximum $50,000. So that means your structure would be somewhere around $30,000, and $20,000 is spent on the contractor. That's the challenge that we have with the livestock structures, and basically, it's a matter of giving them help and hoping that their contribution. So one of the ways that we have executed the program is doing it in phases, in that to get the materials for the second phase, you'll have to do the first phase properly in compliance. So you're not going to get the roof if you're not building the foundation properly. So yes, we give you the blocks and cement to build the foundation. That is done properly. You then get the wood and the galvanized for building the roof. In cases where people have foundations already, they would basically get the materials for the sides and the roof, and they would execute.
Okay, ask Mr. Stevenson, what tangible support does the World Bank Agriculture Program have for beekeeping and beekeepers?
The beekeepers who applied on the program, they're gonna get replacement frames, the complete hives, not bees. The idea is to restore the beehives with the equipment, and we are hoping, for a matter of fact, that aspect of the program can be executed very soon.
All right, let's go back to the telephone here in the afternoon. Many phone calls for Kevin Stevenson, the World Bank. Hello, yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Let me say this, good that World Bank official is there to explain to the general public what has transpired in terms of the increase in prices. What I understand him to be saying is the values you have are fixed, and you had a list of equipment listed. But because those change, there have been an increase in some of those equipment, your value cannot meet what was originally intended for you to get. To a certain extent, it's unfortunate. But what I would have liked to see in the design of the project, or I'm not too sure if it's allowed in World Bank project, whether there could have been a contingency for situations like if there's small increase in prices, that there would be a contingency written within the project design that will be able to take care of that. Secondly, there are a number of us farmers who lost all our infrastructure on the farm. Our road was damaged, we repaired it to a certain extent, but things like our pack house, our storerooms, and even our farmhouse where we would house our workers, our toilets, all this have been destroyed. So even for us to just start back to a semblance of normalcy, we are without this basic farm infrastructure that could move us towards the point where we can get certified. So I don't know if at all in the design of the program there's a component for farm infrastructure assistance.
Before you answer the question, let's take a phone. Let's take a break. We'll come back for this.
It's time to do better. Beacon's Be Better Group Health Plan now offers new and improved options that make health insurance affordable for small to medium businesses. Good medical cover gives you a competitive edge and takes care of the people that take care of your business. Get a better plan to build a better business. call Archipelago Trading or log on to beacon.co.tt for more info today.
Create that special Christmas feel this holiday. With every $100 you spend, get a chance to win the grand prize of a grocery hamper valued at $1,000. Plus, for every Harris gallon purchase, 50 cents will be given towards education for tablets or computers. So shop now and get all the Christmas feels this year with Harris Paints.
Harris to change your world. Christmas with Harris.
Yeah. Now at Eastside Trading Limited, a showroom and appliance department. Chest and standing freezers, fridges, display chillers and freezers, automatic and semi-automatic washing machines, a wide range of small appliances, microwave ovens, electric kettles, toasters, blenders, and more. Also available, a wide range of stoves, including cast iron stoves and barbecue grills. And see our great assortment of drinking glasses, mugs, bakingware, plates and dishes, cutlery, and more. Visit us today, upstairs Eastside Trading Limited Supermarket at the corner of Kennedy Avenue and Bayfront Roseau. Also, check us out on Facebook. Eastside Trading Limited. We are making a difference for you.
Dominicans, enjoy your property, protect your property. You homeowner and businessman, protect your property, enjoy your property. Can't wait for the hurricane, can't wait till you flood again, can't wait till your roof fly out and all your business coming out.
Remember, no insurance company will insure your property when a storm is approaching. Get ahead of the hurricane season and insure with a company who gives you the assurance of payment for your valid claim. Come speak with us today at the New India Assurance Company Limited, upstairs AC Shillingford and Company Limited, 24 King George Fish Street, Roseau. Bring along an up-to-date valuation from a qualified engineer and get insured today.
All right, let's go to the question asked just before the break there.
Yeah, these were two excellent questions asked by the caller. With regards to the contingency, in that particular project, the contingency was placed as a component. So that's why in the event of COVID, a contingency component was executed whereby we could get money to execute. Unfortunately, a contingency component was not factored in into the subcomponents or into the actual activities. So it's a very valid point, and it's something that I could raise with the World Bank going forward in terms of having contingencies not only for components, but have them for the subcomponents. With regards to the infrastructure, again, it's very unfortunate as a person going through the region and knowing lack of agricultural insurance, and that when people lose investments, particularly buildings, it's very difficult to go back up. Again, in the Caribbean, is people little use insurance for their buildings, but the same insurance that exists for your residential building applies to farm structures. And that's something that needs to be promoted, because at the end of the day, that's a heavy investment that has to be restored. And I'm not aware of any project that is addressing the infrastructure needs. As you rightly said, pack houses, sheds, housing for labor. These are critical infrastructure for farmers, not only maintaining labor for productivity, but for maintaining quality standards with regards to certification. Because you cannot talk about certification without having pack houses that meet certification standards. So the caller made some very vital points, but from what I'm just seeing is collaboration with the insurance to see how we can have insurance for private structures. And at the end of the day, advise World Bank in terms of going forward for having contingencies at the subcomponent level and not only at the component level.
Could you ask Kevin if Auto Trade is the only approved facility for repairing of outboard of those outboard motors?
Yes, because those outboard motors were bought from Auto Trade. They are the agents for the engines, so it's preferable that those engines are serviced by the agents.
I'm a young farmer and just got the extension officer to register my lands and bales. What must I do to get assistance as a young farmer for equipment and assistance?
again, this when we did the COVID contingency, we factored in young farmers and people who lost their jobs. And because we felt that we need to give an opportunity for young farmers to take part in the program. Unfortunately, the program, as I said, is closed, but we did take into consideration when we got the COVID component activated to consider farmers who lost their, people who lost their jobs as a result of COVID, like taxi drivers, etc., and young people who just left school or young entrepreneurs. I think we got something like around 50 to 40 applicants that were considered young applicants.
Okay. As a rep for the World Bank, if you can speak on, is there any help that may be available for people who, whose houses were affected by Maria? I think that, I heard about that, but it's
there's a housing project.
I think that that was closed last year.
Yeah, I think, again, that program has been closed and they're working on making sure whatever applicants, they meet the requirements of those applicants.
All right, let's go to the telephone at this time. My telephones are going crazy. I suspect, Kevin, you might have to book another hour sometime in the near future. People have a lot of questions. Hello, yes?
Mr. Stevenson, how many farmers, how many frames did you give to beekeepers, and how many beekeepers you gave frames to?
Given any frames yet? As I said, the program is being, first of all, to determine the number that had applied and have been approved, and what exactly is the value that they're going to be getting. That is being worked out right now. No frames have been given out, and because of specifically bees, recommendations were made that we put forward that proposal rather than wait for all the regional interventions that we're doing for poultry, pork, and small ruminants. So we're going to tackle the bees nationally, which we have started, and very soon we're going to send out the tender documents to get the necessary materials that are required for those beekeepers.
But follow up.
Go ahead.
I heard in your last program, you sometimes said that beekeeping was a low-hanging fruit, and I would expect a low-hanging fruit would have been picked by now.
But no, well, unfortunately, we have endless other things doing. So that's why it's a low-hanging fruit. That's why we now prioritize it. Instead of doing it regionally, we group it nationally. We have been doing all the paperwork in terms of working out behind the scenes, what are the requirements. And we're just going to be in a process now for tendering to suppliers for getting the materials. So that's the low-hanging fruit nature of it, that we're working on it.
We beekeepers will be watching, because we don't know who's doing that behind the scenes. We'll be watching. Thank you.
All right. Okay, they'll be watching there. 152. Yes, talk to me. I'm sorry. More telephone calls. Yes? Yes? Hello, caller? Caller? Nobody there. Let's try this call. Yes? Uh-oh. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, my brother.
And good afternoon to the World Bank representative.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Matt,
yes, sir.
Yes, I'm hearing a lot about COVID. To me, each time... as if COVID is an excuse. But I don't know how the World Bank representative is going to explain that. When they did on certain farms, and Matt, I'm telling you about facts.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
And I don't want people to get vexed. Just listen and try to see how they can address the issue. And I'm happy that contingency came up. So probably in the contingency fund, they could deal with that. How do you explain, Matt, that you did a needs assessment of a farmer to get, let's say, a mist blower, killer, and so, and that if it, the time is delayed because the farmer was told that I'm going to get it this time, he's going to get the equipment at that time. It did not come at the time they told him. Let's say a month, 2 months after it came, then they're telling you that the price has changed. And they said, you know, what you were done for, you cannot get it again because the price changed. How do you explain that to a farmer who has done his needs assessment and waiting for his equipment and cannot get it because you say, no, the price has changed, new prices, and that what you got before, because the price was lower, you cannot get it because the price changed. Explain that to us, please, for us to move forward.
Upton, I don't know what the caller is asking me to explain, because the price has changed. That's a fact. And then he's talking about COVID. Yes, the price has changed because supply chains have been disrupted and the cost of freight have gone up exorbitantly. So the prices have changed. If you go and look on the prices of products, what they were before COVID and what they are after, that's, again, the fortunate thing is that not all prices have changed. A number of items farmers have at the same prices. So I don't know what the caller wants me to explain to him about prices have changed. Prices have changed, and as a result of prices have changed, packages have to be recalculated based on the content of if What you required was something that changed.
And you're not the one to change prices?
No, I have no control over prices. So up to now, I'm trying to get to find out what the caller is trying to, because I'm trying to get answer questions that I have control over. What I have control over as a manager, I can control. There are what we call external factors, and the caller should know because he studied project management. And external factors, one of them are increasing prices. There's no project design that takes into consideration increasing prices. The previous caller mentioned of contingencies, and that's why I said it's something that World Bank can consider in contingencies at the activity level and the subcomponent level.
Matt, ask him about the tiller for farmers who wants a tiller.
There are four items that have not been ordered yet. The chainsaws is one, the tiller is the other one, the pole saw pruners are next one, and the post hole augers. These four items are in the process of being tendered right now for delivery to Dominica.
All right, I think we're going to take one final break, and then we'll come back to wrap it up with Kevin Simpson of the World Bank. Dominica, stick around. This is the Talk on the Block. We're talking agriculture.
Are you looking into buying or building that new home? Unlock the possibilities of home ownership with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union's First Stride Mortgage Package and enjoy a low, low, a striking low interest rate of 5.8%. Have no more worries of wondering if you can afford it. With Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, your mortgage needs, you can achieve it. Don't hesitate to take the first stride towards home ownership. Visit any of our branches for more information and apply today.
What does a coffee lover like me desire? Everything a cup of Café Brasil delivers. I need a coffee that's smooth. I need a coffee that's rich. I need a coffee bursting with flavor. You see, coffee isn't just a drink, it's an experience. At least when it's Café Brasil.
Indulge in the distinctive flavors of perfectly blended Robusta and Arabica coffee beans. Café Brasil, taste the smooth, rich difference. Try our new Café Brasil Gold Coffee today.
But okay, it's 1:56 and we have to go. Of course, it's four more minutes. We'll take a few phone calls. Hello, talk to me. Yes. Hello. Hello. Are you there, caller? Yes. Hello. Yes. Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Yes. Our final call, I suspect, or maybe one before the last. Hello, yes?
Mr. Stevenson, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, sir.
I really want to know, apart from you, when you're first in the office, we have the authority to make changes to the culture. I want to say, the reason I'm asking a question is because in the original document, my wife was entitled to get a brush cutter.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed a long while, and when she saw she couldn't get it, she stayed so long before it came. She went and she bought one on her own.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to them and told them, let me tell you something, can you make it necessary changes for me to give me other inputs, like with light or so? And everybody said, the majority of them said in the office, we can't make it, Mr. Stevenson. We tried to get Mr. Stevenson, he got to go down to the office at Wankuli, couldn't get Mr. Stevenson. Come in the office, can I explain, sir? Who in authority can do that? And the other thing is, do you have all the materials, because we applied for gloves and crates and so on, do you have all those things? And the other one is that sometimes you have some people who cannot go up the steps. I know a friend of mine who has some pain in his waist, some strain in his waist, and he just can't walk up. And very, very bad for him to walk up on the steps. What kind of arrangements have been done? Can you send somebody for it or something? Thank you, Mr. Stevenson.
Excellent observations. I'm going to install exactly. When someone comes and they're not capable of climbing up the stairs, that we'll try to assist them by actually coming down. So that is something that we're going to put in place. But I think we have already started doing that because I can recall a gentleman coming in behind me. He told me he couldn't come up the stairs, and I know that the assistant went down to meet him. So it's something that needs to be institutionalized. It's a good suggestion, but I think the staff has already started dealing with farmers that are not capable of climbing the stairs. In terms of what you asked for, the gloves and the crates, yeah, these things are available, and the respirators. So unfortunate that you said you didn't get me, but my telephone number is 275-1956. And generally, if you call that number, you should be able to get me. Apart from me making the changes, I'm the agriculture specialist is also authorized to make the changes with regards to authorizing changes by farmers.
Kevin, I suspect we may have to invite you back sometime, but can you make your closing comments at this time?
I just want to say that we have to just execute some patience in terms of, yes, we took a long time because of tendering processes, so I could understand the impatience of farmers. So what we're trying to do right now is to facilitate. Not only do when farmers do make changes, we can serve them immediately, because one of the concerns is farmers making changes and having to come back. So we made a policy decision that items that can be given immediately on changes are basically small tools, agricultural inputs, and fertilizers. Any other item with regards to motorized tools and heavy equipment like the tanks, the power tillers, etc., they go on a first-come, first-signed basis. And that's where you're going to have to sign and wait with regards to at the time that you signed. But however, we try to facilitate. We are going to facilitate, because up to last week, some farmers came and they asked them to come back. But we're going to make ensure that farmers in the need of fertilizers, inputs, as long as they make the changes, we can serve them and deliver the inputs immediately. So a little patience. We are trying our best. So far, we have served over 500 farmers in the last 2 weeks. So a number of farmers are being served with regards to the inputs that they are getting. The quality of tools that we are getting are high quality tools from the response that we are getting. So it's just a matter of time that we can serve the 3,000 plus farmers who have applied under the program.
Kevin Simpson, thank you from the World Bank. I'm sure you'll be back very soon. Our next stop is with Digicel. The Digicel Hour is next.